morning, we're back on dry land. Thank you to Nimone. Nice to have her back. Nice to see her back at Fergus's do on Saturday night. That little strappy top thing she was wearing.
Oh, I didn't notice that. She was sat down on the sofa when I spoke to her.
Hey, blimey, telling you. So Friday we were on a canal boat for a very interesting show. I walked in this morning and Billy, on security, goes, I think he said, did you enjoy Friday on the boat? You enjoy Friday on the boat? What? And I went, yeah, kind of. And well, she started laughing and said, that's what everybody's apparently said. It was interesting, wasn't it?
It was all right, wasn't it?
Yeah. Different.
Quite fun.
I think we just chose one of the dullest bits of canal in the whole UK. Do you know what I mean?
But I don't know whether canals get any more exciting than that.
Well, there weren't enough pubs.
No, that's true.
I mean, granted, it wouldn't have made much difference at 8 o'clock in the morning. Just a quick one. But, you know. And the fact that the weather was a bit cloudy.
Yeah.
And the fact that we're on a boat. Let's just be honest, you know.
I did find pound a pint night the night before, though.
Oh, yeah, that was great.
Which was a bonus.
Gotta say, that was a highlight of the whole trip. Pound a pint night. I watched a bit of footage of that back, by the way, because Will was filming in the pub.
Oh, was he?
Yeah. We're very popular. We're very popular with the pound a pint punters. It's either us or the fact that we were stood at the bar, can't work it out. Chris Moyle Show. National Radio 1. Yes?
I see girls.
Great. 6:57, Monday morning, BBC Radio 1. I'm Chris Moyle. Good morning. I see girls. Yeah, I see girls. Big girls, little girls. Studio B, I see girls. Would you look at the toying? A bit of Irish there. Just throwing an accent in, you know. Because we're a worldwide radio show. Would you look at the toying? I'll keep our friends in Ireland.
Something
happy
for everybody.
Yeah, they'll be thinking I'm like born and bred in Galway. So look at the toying. You two and Britney Spears coming up in just a second. Let's get news to sport with Dominic and Kerry. It's just gone 7 o'clock.
It's now 3 minutes past seven. The Chris Moyle Show.
National Radio 1. Yeehaw. Science from Big Brother will be on the show after 9 o'clock this morning. You get me?
I can't wait for that.
Easy. Etc, etc. If he says, do you know what I mean? Do you get me? I'm going to politely explain to him that I will interrupt and ask if I don't understand. But if I don't, just take it that I do indeed get you. And just carry on. You don't need to keep asking. It's the one thing that bugs me about him. I reckon he'll be quite nice and quite tame and likeable when he comes in there.
Do you?
Yeah. You don't, do you?
I haven't said anything. Right, I can't wait.
He'll say he's not bothered a lot as well, because he's not bothered.
Not bothered? Whatever. Yeah, but you say that, but whatever. Time.
If you don't get him, he'll say he's not bothered.
Well, I will. You know, I will ask him to explain himself. If I don't ask him to explain himself, it does mean that I get him, you know?
If he irritates you, will you get him?
No, I'll get him out. Just walk through that door for a moment, science, and that's great.
Keep walking.
I'm going to give him a chance. No, not give him a chance, but, you know, I'm sure he'll be all right. I mean, I'd rather would have had Orla. In the
wouldn't
studio.
We all have
But anyway, science will be in later on. And we have a big live music announcement just after 8 o'clock this morning as well. Plus, clips of Eugene singing from the other night's Big Brother.
Do you really like it? Do you really like it?
Is it wicked?
Yeah, is it wicked?
Beautiful.
Eugene, when I say, do you really like it? You say, is it wicked? Do you really like it?
Do you really like it?
Is it wicked?
Yeah, is it wicked?
Yeah. Brilliant.
We've got him to look forward to as well. I don't know if weeks to come. It just
we
gets
might not
better.
Get him because he will be in the final three. I keep saying it. He will be in the final three. There's no doubt about it.
Do you think?
Yes.
Will we have all the next week?
I'll put money on it.
Do you think?
Probably. Unless they do something.
Or Derek.
Yes.
Yes.
But I don't know if you saw it last night. I watched it when I got in quite late last night, and it's Craig deciding to tell Anthony that he loves him without saying that he loves him. In fact, telling him he doesn't love him, but really telling him that he loves him. And making it all confusing and stuff. But the highlight of the show was still this.
Do you really like it? Do you really like it?
Wait, is it wicked?
Yeah, is it wicked?
Brilliant. The guy is a genius. Geek of the week. Geek of the year.
Mm. Geek of the century.
I'm telling you. there's a text message in already. If you want to text us, it's 81199, by the way. 81199. Chris, our friend Sarah Hodge sent up an email picture of her and you by the barge on Friday. I'd just like to say, mate, you've lost some serious weight. Mate. I hate to say it, but you looked good. The diet is working. I'm not on a diet.
Praise indeed.
Not on a diet. I forgot to weigh myself this morning, because last Monday I decided I'm going to cut down on beer and stuff. I drank on Thursday and Sunday last week. So last night, about 3 or 4 pints, and Thursday night, at 34 pints. But bar that, I didn't drink during the week, so I'm quite pleased with myself.
Yeah.
Haven't had a curry, haven't had a Chinese. I did have a kebab. But that was after pound a pint.
Oh, that was, the late-night kebab shop where I nearly got lost upstairs.
Well, you went for
I went for a wee upstairs. I got lost on the third floor somewhere in the dark in this kebab shop.
You're back safe and sound now. Donica Dave. Came out wrong. Right, we'll play you two in just a second. Hang on, first of all.
Eugene, when I say, do you really like it? You say, is it wicked? Do you really like it?
Is it wicked?
Yeah!
You know, the bit that you left off that clip was like, he goes, yeah, that was a great record. I didn't buy it, though. That was brilliant. Right, 7:08, wake up, get out of bed, turn the radio up loud. Oh, yes.
Summertime, summertime, we all love the summer. Unless, of course, it's raining, we all know that's a pain. Suntan oil, lazy days, and ice cream for the masses. And Chris's dodgy summer shirts, thank goodness for sunglasses. The Chris Moyle Show. National Radio.
Britney Spears and Toxic. 7:16 in the morning, National Radio 1. So we went to our executive producer at Fergus Dudley's house on Saturday night for a kind of, his birthday drinks. Birthday barbecue.
Birthday yesterday it was. Happy birthday, Fergus, if you listen.
He won't be listening.
He's off today, actually, isn't he? So.
But he's off the show. He finishes. We're getting a new executive producer, which we'll talk about later. He's moving to weekends and blah, blah.
It's a cabinet reshuffle, isn't it?
He's been promoted to the weekend show. And, he was, I didn't drink on Saturday. I drove. It's just quite bizarre, but actually all right. And, he's having a big glass of rosé. And he turns around and he goes, last weekend on the drink for me, dear. Really? Why is it? I'm thinking he must be on medication or something. Why is it last weekend on alcohol? The Great North Run. I'm in training for the Great North Run. I found that hilarious. Now, most people give up drink maybe, during the week and might treat themselves at the weekend. He's giving up drink at the weekend, still going to drink Monday to Friday.
Oh, you see, I didn't interpret it that way because he said this to me last week.
He's not giving up the drink. He's giving up the drink at the weekend.
Oh, I didn't get that. I thought that he said in the week that as of once his birthday was out of the way this weekend, I thought he was knocking it on the head until after the Great North.
Well, that's it. Weekend.
I mean, there's no point in drinking all week and then having Saturday and Sunday off, is there?
You know what I mean?
Daft.
Oh, man. What else do I want to talk about today? There's lots of things going on.
Where's the sun?
Right. Oh, I've got it here, haven't I?
I've got a copy. I went through the sun this morning, right? The world's just going mad, obviously, with all these, the terrorist stuff, which is just ridiculous. But, I run, kind of weirdly, different weird strands running around at the moment. Front page of the sun today, Charlotte topless, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And it's Charlotte Church, semi-topless, sunbathing on holiday, kind of getting herself, she's on her front, she's lifting herself up to put some sun cream on her ass, basically. And the paparazzi, the dirty paparazzi, have got a photo of it, right?
Hmm.
Yeah, the editorial that goes with it by John Coles is Charlotte Church releases an unexpected hit single as she accidentally flashes a boob on holiday. The singer, 19, who has never publicly gone topless, had been careful to stay face down while sunbathing in Bikini Bottoms with boyfriend Gavin Henson. But she forgot herself as she sat up and turned around to rub sun cream on her bum, exposing her left breast to onlookers at Antigua's posh Jumbie Bay. And I'm just like, I hate this. This just... She didn't forget herself. She's on holiday. She didn't expect some pervert to be standing there with a camera trying to take photos of her breast.
Or more importantly, said pervert photographer is probably, you know, a long, long way away on some boat. She can't even see him. She's only doing what every other young woman does on holiday.
Do you know what I mean? I do, and I've always said this. It's a fact, you know, if you stand in the bushes outside somebody's, outside somebody's house, trying to get a glimpse of them getting ready for bed, right?
Yeah.
You're a peeping Tom,
yeah.
And you can be arrested. You take a camera and they turn the person into a celebrity, that's fine. And you get money from it. So that I find out, right? And then you carry on through the paper and there's all the horrible kind of death and destruction that's going on around the world. And then, and there's a thing in the Sun now called that Monday morning feeling, right? And it's a column, it's a page, right? This week, David Dinsmore. David Dinsmore. Is this someone I'm meant to know, or is this just a bloke?
I've never heard of him.
Right. And he goes on, and there's a Make Public to History picture of one of the wristbands, and it says, no self-respecting celebrity will be seen dead in public just now without some sort of coloured plastic around their wrist. These are the same caring, in inverted commas, celebs, who a decade ago made sure they always had a red AIDS ribbon on show whenever the camera lens focused in on them. And guarantee two things will have happened 10 years from now. Poverty will not be history, and the white wristband will be nestled in the back of the celebrity drawer next to the red ribbon. And I'm like, what? What's your problem with people wearing white wristbands? And what's your problem with people wearing red ribbons from 10 years ago? It was all to do with awareness.
Mm.
And we are now all more aware of AIDS than we were 10 years ago. Therefore, it has done its job.
Yeah.
And I also think, well, by people wearing a white wristband and being aware of the whole Make Poverty History campaign and the G8 summit and all that, I don't think an extra £50 billion in aid to Africa is a waste of time. That's just me. And so what if celebrities wear them to have the photo? That was the point. That was the whole point. You're a celebrity. People might go, what's that on your wristband? And you then get to say, actually, it's to Make Poverty History. It's to ask the G8 summit to blah, blah. That was the point. That got me angry.
He should have.
That slaphead in the Sunday.
He should have better things to worry about.
Pete Doherty gets beaten up, you know. So this is... Well,
there you go.
Phony war. Germans lay claim to inventions by Brits and Yanks, right? I never normally do stuff out of the paper, but I was just reading it this morning. Germany's rewriting history by taking credit for other countries' inventions, right? It reckons Germans came up with the phone, the television, the light bulb, computer, and teabag. Even though they're invented by Scotsmen and Americans, right? Like you, Alexander Graham Bell and your Logie Baird and your Thomas Edison and all that. This is an official document distributed to schools and colleges entitled German Stars, 50 Innovations Everyone Should Know About, right?
Yeah.
The guy from the agency said many Germans have made significant contributions to inventions, even if they don't hold the patent or patent. So I love that. I go, well, I know the phone, Alexander Graham Bell, but one of our guys thought of it at the same time. So what do they do? It's the Sun newspaper. It's a story about Germans. So who do they go to for a quote? Bernard Manning, of course. And right at the bottom of it just says, comic Bernard Manning said, next are we saying they won both world wars. Lovely, beautiful. Monday morning, everybody, in the Sun. Let's get everybody happy and smiling and don't mention the war. Lovely. I feel better already.
Yeah.
7:23. Big live music announcement. We're going to mention just under an hour's time, about 10 past 8 this morning. Meanwhile...
Stop lying.
There you go, Black Eyed Peas, and Don't Lie.
Good, that.
Yeah, it's all right.
Good pop record.
It is good, very good. So do you know this announcement that we're going to do later? Do you know what it is?
Vaguely.
Finally found out what it was.
Was I memoed about this? Because I don't think I've had the full story.
No, but we were told about this pretty much on Friday on the boat, didn't we?
Oh, were we?
Yeah, he got a big announcement on Monday, and so we had to record, hey, we got a big announcement on Monday. People said to me the weekend, what's the big announcement? I don't know.
Yeah.
And they were going, oh, come on, just tell us. I'm like, I genuinely don't know. I don't know what it is.
I thought maybe I'd just forgotten, but I don't think I was ever told about it in the first place. Probably for good reason.
There's a reason why, yeah. Though, because you'd have blurted it out yesterday.
Probably,
with
yeah.
On, you know,
yeah.
Chappers on the yeah. Air. Don't forget, Mars, that big announcement about blah, 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 blah. Mm,
that's why they don't tell me.
And rightly so, I think. 7:27. We'll do the big announcement just after 8 o'clock this morning. Science from Big Brother is on the show after 9 o'clock. Got to talk about our computer game, Save Your City, later. It's going to be a very busy Monday morning.
I got to live my own.
Scissor Sisters. Laura. Just like it, man. It's like they're in the room with me. Oh, I enjoyed my drink last night, I really did. 3 or 4 pints, but it was lovely. It was
just enough.
Yeah. And that's it now. I'm off for a few more days. Don't know how many, but, you know. Great, innit?
It's admirable.
Yeah, thanks very much. I'm very proud of myself. Mm. Right, we'll play Deep Dish in a second. We'll also play a nice little song from Pink from a few years ago after we get some news from Dominic. It's just gone 7:30.
7:34 now. The Chris Moyle Show.
National Radio 1. Could you call up R1 Mon Cricket Vox 1 again for me, please? That's the technical term for it, Dave.
Is this a clip?
Yeah, Radio 1 Monday, Cricket Vox 1, because there's 2 Cricket Voxes.
Yeah, I have it ready to go whenever you're ready.
I think you know where this is going.
Yeah.
It's the fella at the end. Let's hear it again.
Pathetic, really. No backbone.
Poor. Very, very poor.
We can obviously bowl, and we've got top-class batsmen, but they just need to find some form.
Disappointing. I reckon I could have batted better than that.
I want to find him. That's the fella at the end. I reckon I could have batted better than that. I want to find him. And I want to see if he can. So we get a couple of English cricketers, and we get that fella, and we see who's the best.
Go up to the park up there.
Yeah.
And have a little, you know, cricket knockabout.
What do you reckon?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, if you spoke to a BBC reporter yesterday...
Yeah, and you sound like that man...
Yeah, then...
Let us know.
What should they do? Text us?
Yeah, so we'll get in touch with Shane Warne, get him up to Regent's Park, chuck a couple of his googlies down on him, see if he can do better.
Oh, I don't know about that, love.
Yeah.
No, what I'm getting is his boys out.
Steven and the twins.
Yep.
No, it's a googly, it's a technical term.
Right, okay.
For a bowl.
I watched a bit of the cricket at the weekend, I actually quite enjoyed it.
Did you?
Yeah, it's not really that difficult to work out, it's just very slow.
Mm. Carrie, you know.
Well, not yesterday. I went yesterday and I got to see a little bit of cricket.
Well, yeah, well.
England
exactly.
Get bowled out.
I just like the idea that, you know, it's while Australia were batting, I take it that's what the phrase is,
mm-hmm.
And all the other English people just kind of stand around. And I'm watching it, and I'm no expert, and I'm sure there's a reason for it. But two things struck me. Number one, in football, right, you know, you run a lot, okay? In cricket, you stand there a lot, kind of go...
They yawn a lot as well, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
Mm.
And you're there, and I'm sure they're fit, but then they're kind of there going... You kind of think if you were there, they'd be like this. All right, Carrie. All right. Yeah. I'll give you a ring later. I can ring now. I'm not gonna do it. Hello? So there's that. And the second thing is, I'm watching Australia, and I'd say if you hit the ball, right, and it goes over that to the line around the outside, that's 4.
The boundary.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It has to bounce before the boundary to be a 4. If it goes over, it's a 6. If
right, okay.
It goes the whole way over the boundary rope.
Right,
without
fine.
Touching.
Okay. Yeah. So that's good. So that's where you don't want them doing that.
No.
So why are all the people who catch the ball, or whatever they're called.
Fielders.
Yeah. Fielders, yeah.
Why are they, like, a 2-metre radius around both batsmen?
Because it's a very attacking fielding operation, so they're there.
Well, it doesn't work.
Like, take care. No, I know.
I'm no expert, and I'm not being a smart-ass, but I'm watching it going, okay, after the fourth fourer, or whatever you call it, I'm like, that ain't working for you. Maybe you should spread out a little bit.
And normally they have a bit of both. They normally have people close in to the wicket, and then they also have sort of fielders in the outfield.
Mm.
And the one thing I do like about it, and I think this is, I don't know if this is a worldwide cricket thing or whether it's just a very British thing, but I do like the idea that the Aussies are thrashing England, absolutely annihilating them, right?
Mm.
So this guy scores 91, I think he got, didn't he?
Who was that?
I don't know, it's Australian. And, oh, the same as me. They all got them, that stupid white stuff on the nose and the lips. Seriously, in this weather, you ain't gonna get burned. And they bowl him out. And they go, yeah! Yeah! Yeah, he's just scored 91 runs. Right? Now, I know you're pleased you got him out. Mm. But they're celebrating, and they're like that. It's all high fives and, yeah, we got him out. Woo! Yeah! Yeah, you're still losing. You're still losing.
Yeah, but
that's like playing a game of football, being 6-0 down, scoring a goal and going, yeah, we got one. Check it. Yes, that's right. Yes.
But the thing is, at that point, we still had a chance, because then all we had to do was to keep batting for 2 days, because obviously they did have a fifth day today, which they don't now need because they got bowled out.
So what do they do with it now? Because I take it to Buck Lords.
Yeah.
So what do they do with it?
I don't know. I guess they... I don't know.
They should have like a fans day. They didn't still turn up.
Just fair have, or something.
Have a bit of a laugh. Mm. Pay a fiver. Get to have a go.
They put 3 episodes of Friends on Channel 4 yesterday morning when it was raining. It's great.
Do you know what I'm amazed about cricket is that more people don't get seriously hurt. You know when they're whacking those sixes into the crowd? If you weren't paying proper attention and you drifted off for a minute, you get smacked on the head by one of those, it's all over. And in that respect, golf's a bit like that as well. I'm amazed there's not more fatalities at these sporting events.
Mm.
Seriously.
Thanks for that, cheer.
Mainly in golf, though, you kind of aiming down the fairway away from people.
Yeah. You if know. You were to slice it, you know, and there's people at the side, suddenly you get one of those on your napper.
Mm. Right.
I've always thought about this.
Well, if we're going to go down that kind
I'm
of
route. It's not more dangerous.
Rally car driving.
Yeah, well, that's dangerous.
I've always think, you know, why do you want to be at the... Why, see, rally car driving, if you're a rally car driver spectator, you don't want to get a good view, do you, really? Oh, you do, but you want to be half a mile away.
Because
you know,
there's places to
you don't
stand.
Want to be on that dangerous corner with a car coming towards you at 110 and going, oh, maybe I shouldn't have got here first.
The secret is to be on the inside of the bend and not the outside of the bend. There are safe places to watch motorsport.
Yeah, at home, on the couch. The Chris Moyle Show. National Radio 1. Meg has just texted in, yes, Dominic did just refer to it as Stephen and the Twins. Right, there you go.
It's one of my favourite expressions.
Yeah. It's yours, isn't it?
Your only
it
expression.
It is, yeah.
It's copyright you, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
Having trouble with Stephen and the Twins, here, love. Use it on your fella tonight, love. I'm sure he'll appreciate it. It's 7:41.
I reckon I could have better than that.
7:47. I say that again, innit?
Mm.
Yeah, that for a while. Pink and Just Like a Pill. Ladies and gentlemen, Alan.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hello.
Hiya. I tell you what, if you got an appearance fee for every time your face or voice is on Big Brother's Little Brother on a Sunday.
It's great, isn't it?
On the, you know, from the press conference on Friday night, you'd be laughing.
I know. But they cut it right down this week. I wasn't quite impressed with it.
Were you not?
No, I didn't get as much airtime as normal. No,
don't give me permission next week.
Sorry?
Don't give them your permission to be on next week.
Never do. They have a sign now that if you walk in...
Take it down.
You agree. Oh, yeah.
Take it down before you walk in.
It's all good. It's all good. How tragic was Craig?
Last night.
I have to say that before we even start.
For those of you who didn't see it, basically Craig got drunk and told Anthony that he loves him by saying that he doesn't fancy him, but saying he doesn't. And it was all very embarrassing. And Anthony's face... Well, do you call him Anthony or Anthony?
I could say Anthony. But
what does he say?
He says, I think he does say Anthony.
Right. I never get that.
Well, it's pronounced both ways, isn't it?
Yeah, but I never get that.
It gets better, by the way.
What?
Craig is at last.
Well, he's really uncomfortable, you could tell, even though he was drunk.
Poor Anthony. Yesterday, he came up with a few more lines. I was imagining if you weren't here, what it'd be like. Even if for an hour, I'd find it very difficult, he said. If you're not in the same room as me, I'd find it difficult. And when you're talking to Derek and Eugene this evening, I found it hard to cope. Sounds silly, doesn't it? So says Craig. Bunny Boiler. You've got three more weeks of that.
He's got issues.
Poor guy.
He's got serious issues.
Speaking of issues, Science came out of the house on Friday night.
I know.
He did a really bad job, frankly, because he was third favourite at the start of last week,
yeah,
and they'd narrowed it right down. He came out with 50.5% on Friday. Orla is a very lucky girl, that's all I'll say. Calm, intelligent, and very softly spoken was science, I found.
Mm. Orla, by the way, do we reckon she's a bit of a bunny boiler?
I think she's alright, it's just the pressure of that house.
Mm.
I don't think she's anything bad, but I can imagine that she does want to leave. I don't think she's making it up.
No.
Anyway.
I can't wait till she's on the show.
Really? Oh. But is that just because she's fit?
It's a major piece of ass,
yeah.
Yeah,
I thought so. Mm. I took the loud hailer with me for Friday night, ready to shout him down when he interrupted or when he shouted back at me.
Yeah.
Not once. Not once. He
really?
Nothing. He was
she
really...
didn't use it?
Not once. No. It's such a shame. Such a nice guy in the press conference.
Really?
Such a nice... I have so much more respect for him after meeting him in the flesh than I did watching on the TV. But anyway, as usual, I thought it would win over the guests to start off with a gift. It would have worked, but I forgot one vital bit.
Hi, BB Aled from the Chris Small Show at Radio 1. We noticed that there's a lot of arguing going on about food in the house.
Yeah.
So we've got you a little prezi. Now that you're out of the house...
Go on then, show what you got me.
To get rid of all arguing.
Don't mess about. I know what it is.
We've got you some mints.
Mints?
Yeah.
I ain't a mincer. I thought you were going to give me a roast chicken.
No, it was that and mints.
Oh, I can't do nought with that. I can't do nought with that.
Why not?
Why? Because it's out of the bag.
And? That's good.
And it's not hygiene friendly. I need to wash it first. And all of that, so it's best you hold on to it.
I'll wash it for you later.
There's the quote of the season.
He sounds a lot more Leeds on there, doesn't
he?
He does.
Right,
can't
Leeds.
Do nought with that.
Because he's not doing You Get Me and being all ghetto gospel.
He was a different person, I tell you. He's been very rambly with his answers, though. So I thought I'd ask a more blunt question.
Okay.
Did you find yourself annoying in the house?
Find myself annoying? I'm not annoying. I don't annoy nobody.
You didn't annoy anyone in the house?
No, obviously, people took what they took from it. But I can't say that I'm an annoying person. I'm a people person. I get along with everybody in a sense of where I come from. And I've got a lot of different circles that I move around into.
Can I just say about science, right? And this is, I'm intrigued to ask him, but I don't think I get a proper answer out of him. Mm. He obviously has an older brother or a dad who is fairly kind of wise with his words, right?
Right.
That is obviously a major influence on science's life. So science talks the talk, but doesn't actually have the experience to back it up. So he talks about integrity and honesty and, you know, and that's what it's all about and blah, blah, blah. And this, but he's not like that.
He's not.
Do you know, does that make sense? Do you know what I mean?
I know
what you mean. And I mean this in a kind of nice way. He's so deluded in the fact that he believes that he must have a role model who's his father or somebody. And he believes that he is as righteous as they are. But he's not, he's 19, right? And he doesn't have anything to back it up. So he talks about all these things. And also, because he talks in his own little language, right? It doesn't actually make any sense. So he talks about all these things and you just go, he says all the right words, but it just doesn't mean anything.
I think you're right.
So, for example...
Did you find yourself annoying in the house?
Find myself annoying? I'm not annoying. I don't annoy nobody.
But you did annoy people. See, that's the thing, he's never wrong either, right?
True.
So he knows he annoyed people.
He didn't annoy anyone in the house.
Huh? No, obviously, people took what they took from it.
What does that mean? See, do you know what I mean? What does that mean? People took what they took from it. Well, if you're annoying someone, you're annoying somebody. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you get me? Do you actually get me? Aled.
Oh, me? Yeah, well, I get you.
Okay, good.
But I can't say that I'm an annoying person. I'm a people person. I get along with everybody in a sense of where I come from, and I've got a lot of different circles that I move around into.
But what, see, what does that... That doesn't actually mean anything.
It doesn't mean he's not annoying just because he's got lots of circles.
Yeah.
Yes,
what does that mean? I get along with it. But you don't obviously get along with everybody.
Well, like you, I decided to stand up to the guy and reveal him for the fraud that he is.
You're not from the ghetto at all, are you?
Why would you say such a thing like that?
Because Chris Moyles comes from Leeds, and he said that he knows... Which area from Leeds are you from?
I'm from Chapel Town Heads.
That's it, Chapel Town. And he said that that's not ghetto, that's actually quite near the centre and it's quite nice.
Well, at the end of the day, if Chris Moyles was actually walk up and down the streets of the ghettos where I come from, he'd actually understand that it is a ghetto.
What? That's not... I'd overstand? Did he say?
Understand.
I thought he said I'd overstand.
Yeah. You see, this is what I was facing that night, but...
So he said, because there he said, yeah, Chapel Town Hales. Well, hang on, where
are they two
you?
Different? Is Hales one area and Chapel...
Oh, Hales, sorry. But the thing is, oh, man. It's not the ghetto.
It's not the ghetto.
Right, it's not the nicest part of the world, Chapel Town, and it's got a reputation for being a bit dodgy or whatever, but Chapel Town's not that... Do you know what I mean? It's not Beirut.
Well...
And I'm careful with what I say, because a few years ago I called another place in Leeds the Beirut of the North, and...
That made the Yorkshire Evening Post on several editions.
Councillors calling me scum and all that. Let's not go down that again.
Well...
You know...
As you can tell, it's not going very well, so I thought I'd speak to him the language he'd understand.
He didn't rap, did he?
I rapped.
Oh, you didn't.
But it doesn't matter, because I can't lose, because he can't rap. He does it quite disjointed, and it barely ever rhymes anyway, so I was on to a winner.
So this is you rapping?
Yeah.
Oh, lordy, here we go.
Now, you can obviously appreciate talent, yeah. You know, when you see it, so I've written you a rap question.
Go on, then.
Science, you're the loudest housemate ever seen, yeah? You're lean, you like chicken and beans, yeah?
Beans.
Please tell me, I'm keen, you queen, what does power to the people mean?
Power to the people means power to all people, no matter who they are, because everybody is a shining star, everybody is born to go far, you know what I'm saying? And I want to go far by spitting bars, 16s or 32s. I'll spit the clues, mysteries. Do you know who could do it like me? I doubt that you do.
Mine was better.
Mine was off the tippy top of the dome, though. Yours is written down on a piece of paper.
You've rehearsed that.
Rehearsed where? Come on now. I'm sat here, I've come in there, I had no pen and paper to write down then.
So interesting.
Did you call him a queen?
I did. It rhymed with everything else, so I thought I'd go for
I'm
it.
I'm amazed he never picked up on
it. Do you know what I mean?
I'm astonished he never picked
I'm
up
I'm keen,
on
you queen.
Well, anyway, well done, Alan. Another beautiful performance from you.
He's in. Later on, after nine, I think I've warmed him up.
Yeah, I bet you have. Do you know what I mean? On the scene, he'd be mean and not a queen. after nine, that's fine. I'm...
Something. My life is brilliant.
Not yet, James. Not yet. I'm finished. Right, well done.
Thank you.
Do you get me, by the way? Do you get me?
I get you.
Right, power to the peoples. Lovely. Great. Now you can go. With you. Said it before, I'll say it again. I know a lot of you people out there love that. I just don't get it. I just don't get it. But he's going great guns, James Blunt.
He's doing very well.
I'm going to go and get the album. I'm going to buy the album today, and I'm going to take it home, and I'm going to listen to it and see if actually I go, okay. But so far, I don't get James Blunt at all. And I really want to like it, but I just don't get it.
That's fair enough. You don't have to like everything. A lot of people do like it.
No, loads of people do, and I'm actually quite surprised just how popular he is. But number one, again, James Blunt, You're Beautiful, so congratulations.
Number one album as well, I believe.
Yeah. So you can't knock that.
No.
I just don't get it.
He doesn't sing like that.
He does. He sings like a horn. My life is... Like that.
He doesn't sing like
he
a horn.
He sings like a bicycle horn. How? He is.
It's like round table.
You listen.
Okay.
Next time James Blunt's on the radio, don't try whatever you do, don't think of a car horn.
Okay.
It's almost, you know, which is the horn to signify the end of a round on Chequers Plays Pop.
That's true, isn't it? Yeah. You say it like that.
Yeah. Now, you get me.
No.
That said, of course, congratulations. And he comes in too soon. It's a bloody song he wrote. He didn't even know when to start on it. Do you get me? Right, what should we play? Oh, I'll leave that as a surprise. Right, we have a big live music announcement coming up in about 10 minutes that you should enjoy. So hang on for that. Let's get news and sport with Dom and Carrie. It's 8:01.
And Valentino Rossi leads the MotoGP Championship by 104 points. It's after victory in the MotoGP at the British MotoGP at Donington Park. Whoosh, yesterday's
weather with Dominic Byrne. It's 100% accurate and it's back. Yesterday's weather was only meant to last for a week, but here it is again. Yesterday was rubbish for lots of places weather-wise. Fair Isle was the coldest place, just 12 degrees. The warmest place, though, was St. Angelo in County Fermanagh. They had 23 degrees. And you can hear what today's weather will be like tomorrow at the same time on Yesterday's Weather. Whoosh, whoosh, yesterday's weather with Dominic Byrne. Just gone 8:05.
That's so confusing. Right, OK. I'm going to go through the James Blunt record very quickly. Mm-hmm. And I'd like to ask everybody their opinion and see if we can form from this a positive outlook on Mr. Blunt.
Mm.
Jen in Wokingham texted in saying, Chris, if you get the album and don't like it, can I have it? So, well, yeah, I'll
try. Fair enough, I think, isn't it?
And we print that off and then, yeah. You can't say fairer than that, can you?
Power to the people.
Power to the peoples. Do you get me?
Mm.
Right, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Here
mm-hmm.
we go, right then. My life is brilliant. What does he say?
My life is brilliant.
Yeah, we all agreed?
Mm-hmm.
His life is brilliant,
mm.
right? Good. Thanks for telling us. My
love is pure.
Right? Mm-hmm. What do we reckon that is?
His love's pure.
My right. love's pure, yeah.
So his life is brilliant, and his love is pure.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Okay, good. I saw an angel. Of that, I'm sure. He saw an angel,
mm-hmm.
and of that, he is actually quite sure.
Yeah, mm-hmm. sure.
Coincidentally, rhymes with pure. Okay, so his life is brilliant.
Yeah.
Right? And his love is pure.
Yeah.
And he saw an angel. And he's 100% confident that it was indeed an angel.
Yeah.
Rhyming couplets.
Lovely. She smiled at me on the subway. She smiled at him on the subway. Not in the subway, you know, but takes you under the road. On the subway, right? So he's obviously abroad. New York or somewhere.
Because that's what they call underground
That's
rail
right,
systems.
The subway. Oh, she smiled on a subway. You know the sandwich shops?
Yeah.
Maybe
yeah.
she's on the roof. Maybe it's he's out on a roof terrace somewhere.
Yeah.
In the same street, she's on top of the subway roof.
You might live above a subway
yeah.
outlet.
But I don't. But I think it's the train.
Hmm.
Yeah. You know, so he's obviously on his holidays on a subway.
Yeah.
And he sees an angel.
Yeah.
And now I'm starting to think, because his smile, it's not a real angel, but it's a girl.
Hmm.
Okay? Because you need to work these songs through.
Mm.
So anyway, his life is brilliant, his love is pure, he saw an angel, which he was 100% sure about. Now,
yeah.
by the way, she smiled, and he's on the train, right?
Mm. Yeah.
Good. She was with another man. Right, so, she was with a man.
Married okay? angel, possibly.
Well, we don't know. I don't know if that's clear yet. It could be a work colleague, could be an uncle.
Or brother.
You know what I mean?
Either way, he's feeling jealous, though, isn't he?
Yeah.
Well...
He's not happy at this point, is he?
Well, hang on, he's only seconds ago did he say his life is brilliant. So
yeah,
don't knock him, he might still be okay.
Okay. Right? But I won't lose no sleep on that, because
I've got a plan. Right. So he won't lose any sleep, right, at night.
Because he's got a plan.
Because he's got a plan, right.
Yeah.
Which, again, coincidentally rhymes with man. I don't see... Now, he's seen an angel who smiled at him on a subway. She was with another man, but he won't lose any sleep because he's got a plan.
Right.
Now, I don't know. Knock him out. Cop off with her. But no, I don't know what it is. But let's find out what that plan is. Because this isn't... What's the plan, James? You're beautiful. Then he sings You're Beautiful a few times. You're beautiful. Now, maybe he's mouthing this to her on the train, right? It's true. Right, it's beautiful, it's true. Here we go. Wait. I saw your face. He saw her face. In a crowded place. The train.
Yes.
It's a crowded place, right? And I don't know what to do. You just told us you had a plan. Now, automatically, now, he doesn't know what to do. That's the worst plan ever.
Mm.
Do you have a plan or do you not have a plan?
This is interesting. I've
you
never
see,
dissected.
I'm sorry, but this is what I mean.
Mm.
You're not. He's a musical version of science. It doesn't actually make any sense.
He doesn't know whether he's blowing hot or cold, does he?
Right. I saw a girl on a train, and she was with another fella. Right. I won't lose any sleep because I've got a plan, and the plan is I don't know what to do. Brilliant. Yes.
I heard it's apparently because he saw his ex-girlfriend with her new boyfriend.
Right, but what's his plan?
I don't know. But obviously he was thinking, I'm going to try and get her back. And he's like, no, I can't.
But he doesn't know what to do. Well, so that's a rubbish plan. So then he finishes it all off by going, well, I'll never be with her anyway.
Mm.
So there you go. So he's not going to lose any sleep over the fact that he's not going to be with her. What you've done there, James, is you've seen a fit bird on the train. Just forget about it. There'll be another one tomorrow.
I think it represents the feelings of confusion that one has when they're in love.
You're such a dick. Just my opinion, of course. And if you disagree with me, good morning, I'm Dave Pearce. We're live across the UK to Portugal and Spain. The signal.
signal goes around the world and then goes round again. To Ireland, France, Australia, and even to the States. So every morning all of us are international mates. The Chris Moyle Show. National Radio 1.
Right, step by step, we have a big live music announcement coming up. Are you excited, Dominic and Kerry? Oh,
yes, we are. Great.
Fiona in Wales, please send us another text message. I'm very intrigued. All it says is you brightened up my Monday morning. Now up off to Jim Henson's workshop. I work with Muppets. Fiona from Wales. Now, do you really work at Jim Henson's workshop, or do you refer to your work colleagues as Muppets? Therefore, you jokingly call your place of work Jim Henson's workshop. Because either way, I think. Because secondly, it's funny. Yeah. You know, the latter is funny. The former is interesting. I've never used latter and former on the air. I don't believe. Before.
Oh, no, that's quite suits you.
You think? Well, God love you. I do like that song. It comes out in a couple of weeks on the 22nd of August. Oasis, The Importance of Being Idle. And tickets go on sale Friday morning, 9 a.m. for Noise and Confusion. 10th of December at the Millennium Stadium in Cardiff. Coral, Razorlight, Foos and Oasis. Confirmed so far.
Sounds ace, doesn't it?
It sounds great.
Now I know why you didn't tell me last week, because I probably would have blurted half of that out.
I didn't know last week, to be fair. I found out this morning. So that's what I said earlier. People at the weekend go, what's the announcement? I don't know. People thought I was like, you know, when soap stars go on telly for an interview, go, tell us a secret. No, I can't. I'm not allowed. People thought I was doing that. I'm not allowed to say. I'm like, I don't know. Mm. You know, why will you get into trouble? I know. I don't know. I don't know what it is. So anyway, there you go. Fiona from Wales, we contacted her and, she doesn't work at Jim Henson's workshop. She works somewhere else and calls people she works with Muppets. Actually, she works at,
don't say where she works.
I won't say where, but she works at hospital and she called all the patients Muppets.
Probably means it in an affectionate way. Affectionate, infectionate.
Maybe you're right.
Or maybe in a hospital. It could be in an infectionate way.
Exactly.
8:25.
God, you're good. So I got a new phone on Friday, Thursday, right? And I'm kind of getting used to it a little bit. But it's a bit weird.
You weren't sure at first, were you?
Nope. And I'll tell you why, because you get one phone and it's got these features on, right? Let's say it does X, Y, Z. And then you get a new phone and it does A, B, Z. And you get another phone and it does B, C, X, Y. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? All the phones are different. I just want one phone that does exactly the same as the last one. But they don't, do they?
They all have different combinations of essentially the same features.
So it looks great. You know, it looks really cool and flashy and blah, blah. And it does a lot of cool things. But the ringtones on it are really irritating. Because I want my mobile phone to go ring, ring. That's what I want it to do. I don't want a tune. So I go to ringtones and I go to choose my ringtone because it's got the kind of usual... Play it. Go on. Let's hear it. I'm not having that, it's gay, right? Mm. So I want like a ring ring. That's what I want. So I go through, here are my options, and they're all tunes. They're all blooming, you know. What's that?
I don't know.
I don't want that. You know, I want it to ring. It's like having Jamie Cullum in the same room
like
as you.
It's like a cat walking over a piano.
Do you know what I mean? I just want it to ring. Ring, please. It's like some murder mystery theme.
I do hate that when you can't get a ring.
So, sat in the pub last night, and my mate's there going, no, you need some proper ringtones. We'll send you some now, okay? So, here's what I got from my friend Simon yesterday. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Don't say what it is. Do you know what it is?
No.
There'll be people now going, oh, no, that's, Do you remember that?
No.
To you? Rachel.
I recognise it, but I can't remember what it is.
8199, what is it? And so currently, I said it last night for a joke and I forgot to change it. So when you rang me this morning, Rach, I woke up to this.
I quite like that.
That's the end of the break for TV AM. Mm.
I like that.
Was
that
it when really threw me this morning, though, when I woke up. I don't know what the hell it was.
Was that when you just had the egg cups on the roof?
Yeah. But that's the question. What is this? 81199, thanks. Someone's texted in saying, why don't you just record your voice onto it going, ring, 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 ring. What's the first thing I did when I got it? Exactly that. So that's how my phone wakes me up, is ring, ring, ring. Which is equally a bit
irritating.
Yeah, exactly. Meanwhile, Kit Lee's Trick Me from Radio 1, right? So I'm asking if you knew what my... does anybody in the studio, without saying what it is, does anyone know what that ringtone was?
No.
Okay, all right.
I've got a clue.
It's children's something, isn't it? It's a children's TV programme.
Would you like to hear it one more time?
Yeah, go on.
Okay, this is my new ringtone. What is this? Oh, go. See, Alan is bouncing his head to it as if he knows the tune, but he can't remember what it's from, am I right? Right. Many people are saying, is it the Chuckle Brothers? Is it Terry and June? Is it Blankety Blank? Is it Bodger and Badger? Can I just say, there's a fellow who goes in my local pub who looks just like the fellow of Bodger and Badger. You're all wrong, but well done to everybody else who got it right. What is it, Kerry?
I don't know. I thought it was Terry and June.
No. Yes, Rachel?
Is it Sooty?
Yes!
Oh, yes!
Yeah, of course. Well, that'll do.
Brilliant.
I'm annoyed by it already. We've got another one. Do you want another one? Before the news.
Mm.
Okay, all right. Maybe this is too easy. I don't know.
I know. Heidi.
What?
Heidi.
Well, that's that guessing game out of the window. Then. Cheers for that. No point in asking people to text in now, is it?
Heidi, then, yeah?
My friends really have nothing better to do than sit on the computer and download TV theme tunes as ringtones. Right, we'll play the Martin Solveig record, everybody, in a second. And Craig David, is that a new Craig David song? Is it? Wow, all right. Toilet break for me in a second there. And let's get the news from Dominic first. It's 8:32.
The Queen is going green at Windsor Castle. She's got permission to switch to hydroelectric power. £1 million generator is going to be built next to the River Thames.
You sounded like a rapper.
What?
The Queen is going green.
I know, that was an inadvertent rhyme.
If you say, do you know what I mean after that, that'll sound like your science.
The Queen's going green, do you know what I mean, at Windsor Castle. That doesn't rhyme with castle.
Okay, sorry.
And the RAC Foundation is warning that 1 in 10 people don't belt up in the front of cars. Worse still, almost half can't be bothered to use their seatbelts in the back either. Sue Nicholson is behind the research. She says people came up with all sorts of excuses for risking their lives.
They might crease my clothes. I'm too fat. I'm too tall, I'm too short, I'm pregnant, it's not very cool to wear seatbelts, and of course it's not only your own life that you're risking, but that of other occupants and other road users as well.
Do you know what I say? Mm. I say, listen up, belt up.
Brilliant.
I say, thank you. One.
Now let's see what's happening in the world of entertainment with Chris.
Thanks, Dom. Coming up later, we asked Paris Hilton about that video.
You know, I don't really want to talk about that.
Some actress tells us why she's agreed to take part in Dominic's new movie, News Nuddies.
I read the script, though. Hilarious script. Yeah, I won't give it away, but the writing I thought was brilliant.
We try to ask Paris about that video again.
You know, I don't really want to talk about that.
Noel Gallagher explains why he didn't see Peter Andre performing a nightclub last week.
The gig was sold out.
And finally, we asked Paris Hilton if she's making a new video.
It's gonna be in Hawaii with me and one of my friends.
No, that's all coming up.
It's now 8:37. The Chris Moyle Show,
National Radio 1. Clunk, click, every trip. Wait, that's what these people need. Wise up in the back, belt up. I can write some of these things for them.
You get me.
Yeah. I do indeed get you.
Yeah. What time's he in?
Science,
yeah.
About 9 o'clock.
Brilliant. So that means he'll be in the holding area next door, known as the Live Lounge, where me and Carrie sit. So yeah. we can eavesdrop into his rhyming.
Unique world.
Yeah.
I think I might just go out and get some fresh air.
Right. It's education for the nation at the station next door.
We could have done Rap Tag with him.
I remember that.
Do you remember that?
That was a classic feature from yesteryear.
Remember Run DMC? It's like that.
Yeah, right.
We worked out that it's three lines of rhyme all the time.
Okay.
Mine. And so it's like, dun, 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 dun. We do this and we do that. He does the dog and he's got a cat. He wears a cap and I wear a hat. It's like that. And it's just three lines that rhyme.
And that's rap.
Do with him.
So we used to play the instrumental and we'd go around and everybody had to do a line that rhymed all the time. So we could have done it with him.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
That was in the same creative period where we also did Fingernail Riverdance.
Yeah.
Which was you could create your own West End stage show, Riverdance, by just getting a table and wrapping your fingernails on it.
That is brilliant.
But to the music, obviously. Yeah. Just get the CD, get a table, get your own fingers. Hey presto, cheaper than actually putting on a show yourself.
Ironically, we actually enjoyed more Sony radio success in those days than we do now.
Yeah. Brilliant, isn't it?
That's amazing.
Da, da, da. I'm going to get some more hilarious TV tune download ringtone things.
I like TV 8am for now.
Well, that's what it's set as now.
That's my favourite out of all your options.
If you just switched on, by the way, morning, it's 8:39. I've got a new phone and I've got hilarious TV ringtones on it, which my mate sent to me yesterday. It might be illegal. Don't actually know. I don't condone it or indeed don't it. I don't know what would that be. I forgot last night when I kind of put it on there for a laugh. Oh, change your stupid phone. So this morning, without realising it, I woke up to this. Welcome back to TV AM. Bit random, isn't it?
God, that's very random.
And there's this one as well, which they sent me for some reason. What is it?
Top of the Pops.
It's the old Top of the Pops theme. Because they know the new one, they just remixed an old one. There you go. Honestly, my friends have got way too much spare time on their hands. I told them the internet is for porn. National Radio 1. It's 20 to 9. Moving swiftly on. So, science will be in at 9 o'clock this morning. So, do you get me?
Yeah, no.
You're right.
No, we don't get you.
Science will be on the show just after 9 o'clock. Okay, power to the peoples. You get me now?
Not really, still.
It's Craig David and All The Way.
Do you really like it? Do you really like it?
Is it wicked?
Yeah, is it wicked?
Thanks, Eugene. Craig David, All The Way.
It's a change of direction for him, isn't it?
You think?
No.
There you go, it's out in a fortnight. It's the first single off his third album. There you go. Who's done these facts?
Just done these.
Here we go. Here are the Joss facts on Craig David, in order. It's the first single off the third album, The Story Goes. It's out on August 22nd. Last year, he bought a house in London. He also filmed the video in the capital. It follows him through a nightclub in pursuit of his ultimate girl. Why the detail about the house?
He wears shoes.
I like that.
He eats food in his eyes.
And is a big fan of shampoo.
He's won a Grammy nomination. 2 MTV Awards, 6 MOBO and 6 Ivor Novello. Has he won 6 Ivor Novellos?
Yeah.
Has he? Apparently. Craig's playing London's Somerset House on the day the single's released. Spoonie had the exclusive first play. That's it. And then it's the shoes and he has eyes business.
Mm-hmm.
He once walked to a shop and bought some milk. He says he likes looking, at things.
His bathroom is full of towels.
In his house, he has a shower and a bath.
You see, not everybody does.
What?
Have a shower and a bath.
I have a shower and a bath.
Well, so do I, but not everybody
does. Ours are all in one. We haven't got a separate shower and bath facility.
Allard right, has been known to move hotel rooms and indeed hotels because of the substandard aquatic apparatus in the bathroom.
Not hotels, but yes to hotel rooms.
You've moved, I swear you moved.
You have,
hotel.
You crossed town.
I think you moved hotel because they had a bath, but you wanted a shower.
That was a financial reason, that one.
Wasn't.
But moving rooms, I knew this said hotel had rooms with those nice big plate-style showers, and I didn't have one in my room, so I asked for one of those. Look, I'm a snob only on hotel rooms. That's the only thing I'm a snob over. Everything else, down
not,
to earth.
So not true.
That's
yeah,
not true.
Absolutely true. What else am I snob about?
Write this down. 8:49, proof that Alad is a snob, Link.
I'm not a snob.
You are a snob.
I'm only a snob at hotel. I don't know why. Hotel rooms.
I know. Right, okay. We have a bottle of generic water.
No, whatever.
From this country. We have a bottle of generic water from another country, say France, from the mountains. Which one would you go for, Aled?
Well, that does make you look stupid. Dave agrees with me, clearly.
I'm actually having Eau Minerale Naturelle from the French Alps.
Exactly. Oh, yeah, but you would quite happily have Welsh water or Scottish water or whatever.
In fairness, I only have this because it's cheaper than Volvic.
Now, that Welsh water is the only other... Oh, anyway. Okay, that one as well, but...
You're a snob over water.
I can taste the difference. I know not everyone can, but I can taste the difference.
I'm tempted to have a go at you and do the, it's water, get a grip, but I can taste the difference.
French water, I can taste, London water.
I can't tell you which is which. If you put five cups of water for me, I couldn't tell you what was what, really? Okay, then you're a psycho.
Well, I know, I could tell what is nice and what isn't nice. All the different brands, maybe not, but...
Here you go, tomorrow then we'll do the bottled water taste test with Alad, and I reckon that you won't be able to tell one from another.
And me.
When you go out buying clothes, do you just buy clothes that look nice?
I see, I'm not liking this link now.
Well, you're not a fashion snob, you're not a clothes snob, are you?
It's not that, it's more that I don't have the confidence in what I wear, so I go by labels to make myself feel better about myself.
What?!
Whereas, because some people can go to, Camden or something, go to a stall...
Where's Camden?
In London,
right.
Beg your pardon, and pick up some clothes that will cost £2 and they can put it together and look fantastic. Whereas I look like I've just picked up £2 worth of clothes. So I will tend to go for label because then that will help me feel confident.
With that in mind.
I've never heard a poor excuse for being a label queen. That is balls. You're a label queen. That's what you are. So you're telling me if you saw the same top elsewhere, a copy of the top that you wanted, let's say for example, I'm not. You know, a condoning clothes cloning.
No.
But let's say, for example, taking a name out of the air, right? An Armani top.
Right.
For £190.
Yes.
And a very similar looking top in Next.
Yeah, well, yeah.
For £20.
Yeah.
Which one would you buy? You would always buy Armani.
I would.
Because it makes you feel more confident.
How do you explain the Roy Cropper coat, which I think you got from George at Asda, didn't you?
No, I bought that at said Next because that was... Oh, no, that was a big for another brand, the Gap. That was because...
That wasn't a Gap coat,
that was
it?
A Gap coat.
It's disgusting.
It's not disgusting.
I love the Gap. That coat... You know what? The reason why it's disgusting is you never washed it.
Well,
you look like a dirty old man in it.
I should have done what my mother tells me to do and buy something darker because the white coats always get dirty quicker, but which is what happened on this coat. But I like that coat. And also, I couldn't afford an Armani duffel coat, so...
It made you look like a train spotter.
I'm sure it'll come out again this winter.
Oh, yeah. I haven't got rid of it.
By the way, don't forget, I still owe you a pair of Prada shoes.
No, T-shirt.
Is it a Prada
Which
T-shirt?
I really appreciate that you still remembered that.
I do.
I thought it'd be rude of me to push that one.
No, I owe you... we had a bet on this show about a Big Brother thing.
Yeah, it was. The lips. Jackie Stallone's lips.
That's right.
Could also remind you it's my birthday next week.
But that's not... I won't do that. I promised you that I would buy you a Prada shirt.
That's brilliant.
I can't use your birthday as an excuse to go, here it is, bye.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
I'll also get you something for your birthday.
That means a lot to
me. A Prada bag for it to go in. And when I say bag, like carrier bag. I know Prada do carrier bags.
Not for men, I don't think.
Well, I wouldn't know.
No.
Never been into Prada.
Have you not?
No. Don't even know where it is.
Well, it's on Bond Street down on the left.
You're a snob.
Anyway...
Have you ever walked into a pub and gone, oh, I don't think so, and walked out again?
Oh, all the time.
Right.
They don't have any of the girly drinks. If it looks like one of Dave's pubs, they'll walk out straight away.
What exactly is one of Dave's pubs?
Well, you've got to be over 60, have a pipe, and be in a corner with a very soggy carpet and a pint in front of you.
I like traditional establishments, it's fair to say.
There was that. And also, if there's a sale in a shop, I can't go in.
What?
Because it's about to go out of season. Who'd want to wear a clothes that's suddenly going to be
turn it in. Are you having a laugh?
Sale is the one sign that will stop me going into a shop.
What if Armani had a sale?
No, I couldn't do it.
What?
I couldn't do it.
What?
What's wrong with you?
Because it means... Also, have you noticed how even the posh
But hang
shops...
a second. When you say but it's then because then it's out of season, how old is that top you're wearing?
Yeah, but this is American, so people in Britain would know. But no, if you walk into a shop, right, have you noticed...
Can I just tell everybody, by the way, that he's this is not radio guff. He's absolutely serious about this.
I'm just a little bit funny when it comes to... Like, if you walk into a shop, right, even the posh shops, it'll be laid out beautifully when you walk in, if the full price is there. Once it becomes a sale, these bins come from somewhere, and they all get pushed in there, and people just become animals and ravage around them, and the whole thing suddenly looks not as interesting. So I tend to avoid
Okay, here's a question for you. That top you're wearing now, that's Armani, isn't it?
Yeah, with a okay. hole in it.
So like. What if there was an Armani sale and that top was in the sale?
And you'd already bought it? I couldn't wear this.
So what would you do with it?
Well, it would look good in my cupboard.
Unbelievable. Do you know what I mean? He lives in another world.
Yeah, from a different planet.
I don't know. We all have our little things, don't we? Rachel well, has a couple, and you have a thing or two.
What have I got a thing?
I'm not picking on you.
No,
hair.
Go on.
It's your
what?
Show. You
you're waving the finger of thing at
you're
me.
You're in charge of the control.
What thing do I have?
What thing do you have?
Yeah.
Well, you wear ridiculously overpriced shoes, which you think look cool. Not
which
shoes,
ones?
Sandals.
I've got one
and
pair.
And everyone will say to you,
I've got
Chris,
one pair of Prada sandals.
You have another thing. No one can cut your hair by one person. You have to have the same person every time.
I've changed.
Well, still, it's one person.
I have Heidi now.
You will let your hair grow down to your shoulders before you have it cut.
When was the last time you saw me with hair down to my shoulders?
Okay, it's exaggerating
slightly. 5 years ago.
But we all have things. Dave,
what?
For some reason, wants to keep his Hobbit-style feet. He does nothing about tidying those up.
What exactly? What exactly is the alternative to keeping my feet?
You can tidy them a bit, wax the little.
You don't wax your feet.
I would if I had feet.
If you had hairy feet, would you wax your feet?
I'd do something about it.
You're a freak. Would you want to tell everybody what your current cosmetic surgery is?
No.
Why?
No, because...
But you're so proud around the office.
I know, because I'm very proud of it. But maybe when the project's finished, I can show you.
What, are you mid-project at the moment?
Do you not know this?
No.
This is fascinating.
Are you going through the chain?
If you say you don't want to talk about it, I won't talk about it, because I know it's a very personal thing for you.
Someday I will. Okay. For some reason, I feel a bit icky about it right now.
Someday the truth will come.
Are you in the middle of a conversion?
No.
I'm a man, I'm happy to be a man, don't go down that
I'm
route.
A man, yes I am, I'm a man, but I like girly things.
I don't like girly things. Oh, Armani and Prada aside, obviously. Not that they're girly.
But the thing that you're going through at the moment...
I'm very proud of that, actually.
But yeah. That's not very manly, is it? Okay, yes or no, would you say that you were vain?
Yeah. I'd say it's more metrosexual rather than
what?
Female.
You're
metrosexual.
Vain.
I'm intrigued as to what you're having done.
Science is in then.
Yeah.
I'm going upstairs.
Let's tell science what you're having done. Let's see how manly you are now, then. That'll do. Red Hot Chili Peppers and Can't Stop. We've heard it enough, though, haven't we?
Nice mix.
Well, you know, we're running out of time. We've got to do your tedious link. Ain't got no time to mess about. Right, how do you get to this morning's from Fridays? Rod Stewart and sailing.
Sailing rhymes with railing, which is what you might chain your bike to. 2 times 6 is 12, which is known as a dozen, and is a traditional number for packaging purposes in the distribution of eggs. Eggs are laid by such diverse creatures as chickens, crocodiles and turtles. Turtles can apparently breathe through their bottom. Bottom was the title of a long-running comedy series starring Rick Mayall and Aid Edmondson. Aid Edmondson is married to Jennifer Saunders, who's best mates with Dawn French, who's the other half of Lenny Henry, who's big mates with Richard Curtis. Richard Curtis shares the same surname as Tony Curtis, who's the father of Jamie Lee Curtis, who was in A Fish Called Wanda with Kevin Kline. If you add an E into the middle of Kline, you get Kleiner, which I think is a German word for small. Small, first name Heather, was the lead singer of M People and had very high hair, a bit like Bette Lynch, and Jason Lee used to play for Forrest. Forrest Gump is a classic film starring Tom Hanks. If you add a T to the front of Hanks, you get Thanks, which is what you might say to the fella on the gate if you'd just been released from prison. And if you had just been released from prison, the first words you'd probably say are, I'm free, which links to two this morning. Morning's Tedious Sync track. It is I'm Free by the Soup Dragons.
Brilliant.
Yeah, I'm saying.
I know what you're saying.
Get me?
I get you. Right, great record, terrible link. Here we go, it's 9 o'clock.
Hi, Comedy Dave. This is David Moyes from Everton. That tedious link.
I don't think he's going to be happy.
Was crap.
Seamless?
Yeah. Although
slight mistake.
Where?
How do you get from bicycle to two times ticks?
A lot of people said that. Sailing rhymes with railing, which is what you might chain your bike to. 2 times 6 is 12.
Oh, do me a favour.
It's to do with the word two.
What word two?
The word two.
Meaning?
Two or two.
Well, no, that's two different words.
There's two different meanings of two.
A railing is something you tie your bike to.
Two, T-O, yeah. And two, as in T-W-O, the number two, times 6 is 12.
It's not the same word, though.
It's a phonetic link.
Whenever. It's half time of the show. It's a bit where Dave will now say,
let's get ready to
Should we bring him in?
Mm-hmm.
It's time to bring in Mr. Big Brother Man.
You call him Mr. Big Brother.
I see what I did there. It's time to bring in science. Get me. Hey! Hello, Mr. Science.
Easy.
How are you?
I'm all right, boss.
There you go.
Nice to meet you, man.
I'm Chris.
Yeah, right, Chris.
I'm the legend. This is Dave.
Oh, yeah. You're right.
And you met everybody else.
Yeah.
What's it like being out?
It's all good.
Yeah?
It's what I needed. It was basically my time to go, so I just had to vacate.
It almost wasn't your time to go, though. It was almost all.
I was told it was like not 5% of the vote.
That could have been all.
Was it the closest one ever? Did I read that?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was. It was a remarkable turnout, you know what I mean, to the way that things have gone, but I haven't got no bad regrets about the whole situation. I'm just taking each day as it comes because I've just come out from a really big experience.
Why did you want to do it?
Huge experience.
Why did you want to do it?
Why did I want to do it?
Yeah.
Basically, in many different ways, yeah?
Yeah.
It was to promote myself, self-promotion, because that was the only way for me to get myself across and to channel my voice and to speak to the masses.
About what?
About what?
I'm curious. I'm like
just about the person that who I am basically and where I'm coming from at the same time, obviously, but it wasn't to make no issues out of anything.
Right, okay.
You get me?
It was
just I was in there and if you did see and you was watching and viewers were watching, I was basically contributing and I was a part of the group many a times through.
Was it what you expected?
Pardon?
Was it what you expected in the house?
In the house?
Yeah, was it?
No, I didn't expect anything. I always expected the unexpected.
Right, okay. Well, I don't know what that means.
Well, you don't know what it means?
No.
Well, you don't know what
But you watched the show. You're a fan of Big Brother.
Oh, yeah.
Right, so you watch the show, and you kind of have an idea of what it's like, and then you get in there, and you go, it's not actually as... Like,
Not really. I was... You know what? I was feeling the whole experience when I went in.
Okay.
To when I've come out.
Were you surprised at how little there is to do?
You're in there, yeah?
Yeah.
Your time is like, it's all down to, you have to find things for yourself to do.
Right, sure.
Like usually my lab, yeah, I'm in the studio, I'm making music. Oh, but when I was in there, the kitchen was my laboratory in the sense of, I was just cooking up food or whatever else. And then I used to cook for everybody, but everybody didn't want to eat no more, whatever else, for whatever reason they had. But at the end of the day, yeah, the situation was what it was.
Everybody in that house is a bit psycho, loopy, nuts.
In their way, yeah, but I wouldn't really class myself as being psycho, loopy or nuts.
Well, I think everybody in there is, in one way or another. I think if you'd have gone in the house on another year, yeah. with different housemates, I think it would have been a whole different experience for you.
It was just basically the clash of characters, and to me, when I was in there, I felt as if they had issues towards me that I didn't really understand because I tried to meet them at every level. But
I think there. To be fair, there are issues that like Kamal was desperate to get you to say that you had a problem with gay people.
Yeah, he did.
He
like,
was desperate
he's
to get you to say
stir things. He's trying to be a, basically a wind-up merchant.
So I don't know if he was trying to stir it, but I think he got it in his head that it's a good thing for him to say that you were homophobic or whatever. And once he'd said that, the whole point at the moment, this year's Big Brother is so bitchy and two-faced and backstabbing. It's and virtually everyone's doing it. Yeah. Virtually everyone is doing it. Mokosi's the worst.
Maloko.
Yeah, she's the worst. She's the two-faced, bitchy. It's unbelievable. Because obviously, you know, we see everything. We see the stuff that even you don't see, even though you're there.
Yeah,
and vice versa. You see stuff that they don't show on TV. But and Kamal was desperate to get you to say anything that could make him go, see, you've got a problem with gay people.
Yeah, I started to realise that, and I seen that.
And I don't think you have a... And I don't know where they got this from at all, because I don't think you've shown any signs of that whatsoever.
Because I haven't.
No, I know. But I don't think, for anyone who watched it, I don't think that was, it was never an issue.
It was just at the end of the day, to me, it was because I was in there and we was doing a task together, you know what I mean? And when I was nurse science, I was looking after everybody, trying to get into character when I was captain science, where people weren't really feeling it, like, to get into the spirit of things and just, I just wanted to keep it moving, I was keeping myself occupied, so I enjoyed the tasks as well.
I watch it pretty much every day because it's part of my life. It's because in the radio, I use the radio show as an excuse that I have to watch it. But I like it really. And if I'd have been in the house, you'd would have annoyed the crap out of me. I think you're a nice guy, but you would have. I can't, honestly believe that no one slapped you in that house.
What do you mean? No one would have been able to slap me in the house in the sense of I inspired many of them while I was in there.
You wound a lot of people up.
That was just their way to react to the situation, because they wanted me to overreact in many occasions.
Whether you meant so or not is another thing, but the fact remains, you still wound people up in there and wound them up tight. And I honestly, there were times now I thought you were going to get a slap.
Nah, I doubt it.
I honestly did. I can't believe you got out of there slap-free.
Slap-free?
Yeah.
Now, no one ain't going to be doing the pimp slapping. No one will be pimp slapping inside.
But you were really pushing people.
Pushing people where, though?
But just pushing their buttons. Whether you meant to or not, you still did.
Nah, well, at the end of the day, I had no intentions to wind up anybody. And they used to wind me up, too.
No, I'm sure they did.
Yeah.
But, you know, but the thing is, you know, as Davina said, because you're very loud, and you know, whether or not it's physical, you can still be kind of aggressive towards somebody just by being verbal. You know, and I thought you were quite, at times, really aggressive with people.
It's just that I'm passionate.
But you can't say that as an excuse. You still wound them up, and you're still verbally aggressive.
Verbally aggressive in which way?
In getting in people's face and not... You're the kind of person... I can argue for Britain. I'm really good at arguing.
Yeah.
And I can argue most people down, right, by using cheating tactics, right? And one of the things to do is just keep on talking and don't listen to what they have to say. Yeah. And a lot of the time, you did that. You just kept talking and got louder and louder.
That came after a while, though, because all I know is that when I was in there, I was with everybody and we was all as a group at the beginning.
Yeah.
Everybody was all good, but then they started finding reasons to make separations and everybody started dividing.
But everyone started, but that's what I mean when I say everyone goes, but everyone's convinced there's so many little groups going on and everybody's bitching and backstabbing that nobody really kind of... Like, the whole thing about you being homophobic, right? There were people in there going, yeah, you might be, you know. But they've no evidence for that whatsoever.
No.
By the fact, someone said it to them, so it becomes fact. And there's so many things people saying to each other that the truth kind of just disappears.
Mm.
And it all gets a little bit silly. That's what I mean.
That's why I stay true to myself.
Right. Now, seriously, what do you do? Because, what's your job? Because I'm sitting there and I don't know what you do.
What's my job?
Wow. Yeah.
I used to be a barman.
Right. Where?
Heaven and hell, I worked in creation.
Right, okay, all right. Because I'm from Leeds as well, so...
Yeah, no, I know you are.
And, and the whole music thing, is that what you want to do?
Yeah, I'd like to promote myself musically, like, I produce a lot of music, all types of music, hip-hop, R&B.
But do you want to be a producer or a performer or both?
A bit of both,
yes.
Yeah? Yeah. I'd be happy for everything, in the sense of what I want to go for.
But, I'm not being funny, I'm talking to you. Now, if someone came out and went, right, we'll give you a record deal and you can just cover an old rap song or something, would you go, no, I want to do my own thing. If I'm doing it, I'm going to do it properly.
I'll be doing it my way.
Right, okay, yeah.
The way that I do things.
So what do you say? Is that what you want to do?
Yeah, I do that.
All right. I think you'll get offered something.
You reckon?
Yeah, I do. I really do.
Oh, well, that's what I'm saying. I'm not saying that I'm new to daily life, but it's just I'm back from the Big Brother house, so I'm just taking it how it comes, you get me?
All right. I get you.
You definitely.
I do get you.
Always.
Receiving, over and out.
Easy.
Now, the other thing I've got to take issue with you is Chapel Town ain't the ghetto.
Why do you think that Chapel Town isn't the ghetto?
It's got a Sainsbury's.
It's got a Sainsbury's.
It's 5 minutes from the city centre in a taxi. It ain't the ghetto.
I don't know which part of Chapel Town's got Sainsbury's in it, mate.
Chapel Town, you know, it's not the ghetto.
Chapel Town, yeah.
It ain't the nicest place in the world. It's not the most affluent place in the world. But it's not the ghetto.
It's not the ghetto in a sense of when you're watching television, yeah, and you're seeing the news and things that are happening in other countries. They're proper real ghettos,
yeah.
Real life ghettos. But obviously, yeah, there are still things that remain to happen where I come from, which I can say, put my hand on my heart and say, it's an area that people will class as a ghetto.
Are you proud of being from there?
Yeah, I am.
Yeah.
Almost, I'm definitely proud.
Because I think sometimes when you refer to a place as the ghetto, then people kind of feel as though you're kind of slagging it off a little bit.
I'm not slagging off the ghetto, because I'm saying what it is.
Because I get the feeling that you're proud of coming from Leeds. You're proud of where you're from.
Yeah, I'm proud of coming from Leeds up north.
Damn right.
West Yorkshire.
Damn right.
Definitely.
See? Damn right. It's better than the south, right?
Huh?
The north is better than the south.
Well, we're all as one, you know.
We're all as one, but the north is better.
I don't know. North, though. Obviously, innit?
Yeah. Would you live in London? Would you move to London?
Would I move to London?
Yeah.
Obviously, I'm also bound to experience new things in the sense of I'm moving forward with my life, so I'm going to experience a lot more.
Okay. All right. It's expensive, though, man.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just watch your pennies when you get here. It's not Leeds.
It's nearly £3 a pint.
£3 a pint?
What do you mean nearly £3
a pint? Some places are £3
a pint.
But
it is £3 a pint.
It's outrageous.
Oh, that is.
Yeah, reason enough to stay in Leeds, I would suggest.
So, we got you in. I was just, I wasn't sure whether we should have got you in or not. Because I'm sitting there in front of the telly. This is why I said, I think you're a nice guy, but you wound me up watching you.
Thanks.
And if I'd have been in there, I'd have been. You'd have got me angry. You'd have got me Mr. T angry.
Mr. T angry?
Yeah. That's how bad it would have been. But other people would have got me angry as well in there. McCosey would have got me angry. Everybody would have pretty much at some point got me angry.
You probably would have got yourself angry, to be honest with you.
If I was sitting there with you and Anthony or whatever, and we're having a chat, and Kamal walked in a thong and a pair of high heels, that might have got me a little bit. In fact, that wouldn't have got me angry. I think I'd have been like, why are you wearing just a thong and high heels?
Well, that's how it basically was when that did happen on the occasion. I moved out of the way.
Yeah. And he was trying to use that as the fact that you're homophobic.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? That doesn't mean anything. That just means you don't want a bloke's arse in your face. Mm. Do you know what
standard,
I'm saying? That doesn't mean anything.
It's not unreasonable.
Come on now.
It's not unreasonable at all. Who do you want to win?
Who do I want to win?
Yeah.
You know what it is? I'm not really too sure. I've just been watching it and it's like, it's just different being on the outside looking in.
It is different.
Yeah.
Are you already? Have you seen a little bit of it already?
Have I seen a bit? Yeah, I've been watching a little.
Have you seen enough that anybody in there surprised you and you've gone, oh, maybe they're not what I thought they were, or?
Yeah, definitely.
Who?
Well, in a way, yeah, because of like, and then it was like, he was in there and he was saying it was how it was.
Yeah.
But he's been portraying maybe that he's not.
Who?
Anthony. But
Anthony?
Obviously, it's because everybody's all the liberal and the liberal about.
So I think Anthony's all right. I think
he's cool, you know what I mean?
He's all right.
I'm just saying in the sense of Craig's 20 and he's 23. And it's the game, innit? Everybody's got, in the sense of I never had a plan, but I started to see everybody's game plan.
I don't know. I honestly don't know how many people in there have a game plan. I really don't. I think some do, but I don't think they all do. I don't think Anthony has.
Do you reckon Anthony has?
No, and I don't think Craig has either.
I don't know.
Just from watching, I'm not too sure about that. I'll tell you, I'm damn sure Eugene doesn't have a plan.
Nah, Eugene hasn't.
Eugene, I don't know if Eugene realises he's there. He might.
Nah, it's cool, Eugene.
He might have gone in the wrong door.
In the wrong door?
Do you know what? I've said this already. He's going to make it in the final. He'll be in the final three, Eugene.
You reckon?
I'm telling you now. You watch. Because, and especially if there's a couple of bad eggs in the final three that no one likes, he'll win it.
If, but, you know,
is that because the more definite people will sort of vote themselves out?
If Mukosi, Derek and Eugene are in the final three, Eugene will win. Right?
Hmm.
But I reckon it'll be Anthony, Craig and... Well, maybe not Craig now, but Anthony, maybe Craig and Eugene. I think it'll be those three in the last three.
Okay.
Those three in the last three? You know what I'm saying.
Hmm.
So, are you prepared then on the last night of the whole show that you'll go back? And all the housemates go back and they all go on stage and wave and the audience go, boo, hey! It's all a big panto and it's great. Now, will you say anything to anybody if you've watched the show and gone, ah, you're different? Or do you just go, it was just a TV show, who cares about it? And
who's well, in the show, innit? We leave them things behind us and we move forward towards the future.
That's right. You move forward towards the future, Dave. Don't look back into the sun.
Keep your feet on the ground and keep reaching for the stars.
He's free to do what he wants any old time. That's right. You can use that if you want. One of your rhymes.
I heard you spitting a couple of bars when I was coming along as well.
Mate, I'm a killer rapper. Man, just don't laugh. I can lace those tracks and don't look backs.
Yeah, you lace them like boots.
Just like that. I'm just making that up off the top of my head.
Off the top of the tip.
Yeah, I don't write that in the bed. I just make it up instead. Psych.
Right, said Fred.
Shut your face, you're ruining it now. So, do you know London much? Have you been to London before much? Have you?
Yeah, I've travelled to London many a time.
All right, okay.
So I'm definitely familiar.
So you get to hang out in London for a couple of weeks or something?
Yeah, I'll be all over this.
Well, enjoy it.
Mm. Thanks.
We should go down to a rap-off karaoke night.
Do they exist?
I don't know. I'm sure they do somewhere.
A bit like 8 Mile, but sort of open mic stuff.
But a bit more British.
Yeah.
Okay, come on up now.
Exactly.
Let's have a rap-off. I'll find where there is.
Oh, well, if you do find one, let me know, because that sounds terrific.
It does, doesn't it? Mm. Nice to meet you, man.
Yeah, it's nice to meet you too.
Seriously, man, good luck out of there.
Yeah, man.
That'll be a bit weird for you coming out of the house, but I think you're right.
You're repping Leeds anyway from down south still.
So, yeah.
So I'll hold it down.
I'm true to my roots, although I've moved on and live in a nicer flat. But, you know, I don't forget.
Mm.
You know, I'm just Jenny from the block. I'm actually not called Jenny. I never came from a block. It was... just a normal street. Mm. But
more of a cul-de-sac.
No, it's not a cul-de-sac at all.
You can't get out the bottom.
Yeah, you can.
Can you?
Yeah, it just the road curves round.
Does it?
Yeah, everyone thinks it's a dead end, but it's a
cul-de-sac. I always turn round there.
Yeah.
I know that.
And it's yeah. So move on now. This doesn't mean anything to anybody. Good luck, Stein. Seriously, good luck. And if you get a record deal, just tell them that you ain't signing anything until they agree to your demands.
Yeah, thanks for that.
Don't end up doing some cover version like, you know, that Sid Owen or someone like that.
No,
do your own thing.
Standardly, I'd always be doing that.
Right. There you go. See? He's not a bad lad. He's all right, mm-hmm. Signs. By the way, is it Kieran with a K or a C?
K.
O-N or A-N?
O-N.
All right, okay.
Same as your kid.
Same as my brother.
Is it?
Yeah.
Look at that. Was it a coincidence?
Two Leeds Kierans.
Oh, precise.
And the correct spelling as well. C is wrong. Anyway, right, thank you, pal. Rachel!
The lines are open for car park catchphrase. 08700 100 100. Do you need to be in a car? Know your catchphrases of be in a car park. That number again, 08700 100 100. Thank you.
Right, so you've been in the house for 7 weeks. You've missed 7 weeks of new music.
Yep.
Okay? You'll never leave again after you hear this record, right?
Yeah, bring it on, I need to hear
this is what they've been making while you've been away. There are many rap-offs held regularly all over the country, including Leeds. Word to the champion Dewsbury crew, don't talk to strangers. So text message just came.
Wise words.
So, indeed, word to yourselves there.
Yeah, have a word with your mother.
Why? I rang her the other day.
Did you?
Yeah.
How was she?
She's all right. Says hello. How's yours?
Yeah, she's all right, huh?
Yeah, in fact, word to everybody's mother.
Mm.
And father. Mm. And indeed, the whole family. I'm not going to single any individual out. Mm. Just word to your whole brethren.
I Big up the relations.
Or indeed, brethren. So, there you go.
Could be an uncle.
I'm so down with it, aren't I?
You are down with it.
Yeah.
You're ill.
Yeah. Do you get me?
No.
Right, okay.
Yeah, I'm saying.
I know what you're saying.
I only counted two, by the way.
What?
I only counted two, you get me.
So. I know, he didn't really say it much, did he? No. Can I just say, he was petrified.
Mm.
He was really, really nervous. And, you know, I think so. He's all right.
He's harmless, isn't he?
People text him and go, no, you didn't give him a hard enough time. And you just go, well, I'm not going to get in and just give him a massive character assassination, slag him off for 10 minutes and go, thanks for coming in, bye-bye.
Mm.
Good luck out there. You know, this is what I always say. I love Big Brother. These people are there. They're entertainment fodder. But when they come out, they're real people. You know what I mean? In the house, they're just there. They are purely there for my amusement, my personal enjoyment. While I have a cup of tea on the couch, entertain me, you freaks. And that's what they do, you know? I don't want to be Eugene's mate when he gets out of the house, but while he's in the house, he's a godlike genius.
He's becoming the most hilarious character who's ever been in the Big Brother house,
he's
I think.
King Eugene. Of geeks.
Yeah.
You know? Now, when he comes into the studio, I don't think I'll call him King of Geeks to his face, because he might take that the wrong way, and I don't want to be horrible to him, just for the sake of it. So, you know, when he comes in, I'll just slightly lie. And say you were very entertaining. Maybe I will call him a geek. I don't know.
It's easier to slag him off when they're not here.
Yeah.
It's big and clever as well.
And the thing with science, I think he's a nice guy. He's a nice guy. He's a young guy, and, you know, and he's very loud and at times extremely irritating. You get me? I'm just doing my thing, you know what I mean, peeps?
I am not bothered.
Peeps.
He doesn't say peeps.
I'm sure he must have done.
The word on the street,
that's
peeps.
What they all say, peeps. My peoples. There you go. It's technically people. Peoples are grammatically incorrect. But... anyway, hey, fingers crossed, this time next week it'll be Orla sitting there. I'll be nice to her.
Meeting of minds.
Yeah. What do you mean? Whoa, what do you mean by that?
No, I think it'd be good.
What do you mean by that?
I think it'd be good.
No, what do you mean? What does that mean? A meeting of minds, me and Orla? Is that what you're saying?
We're
on the same IQ level?
I would imagine you have an awful lot in common, and it will be terrific radio.
Such as what? What do we have in common?
I would think that there'll be chemistry there, and I would think that you, as two attractive people...
You're fired.
...a bond.
In the sense of... I said that a lot. Peeps. What's wrong with peeps, anyways?
Cool.
You're just not... street like
didn't Stavros used to say peeps? Hello, peeps. See, that's what I think of. I don't think of street jive, I think of Stavros.
All right, okay. I'll
go now.
Okay. We'll play Basement Jacks in a second. A top song from Basement Jacks I haven't heard for ages. Ain't Where's Your Head At. It ain't any of those. It's a brilliant track. I think I'm right in saying it was never released as a single, I don't think. Anyway, let's get the news and sport with Dominic and Carrie. It's 9:32.
And some East Yorkshire bridge news. The bridge on Lime Street in Hull, that's near the George Street Junction, of course, is closed. It's all because they're doing some bridge maintenance work.
Yeah, I'm saying.
Get me. Beep, beep, one road travel, Dominic Byrne. It's 9:36.
Crashed a vocal there. National Radio
1. Sorry.
Clip of the morning so far has got to be...
mince. Yeah. I ain't a mincer. I thought you were going to give me a roast chicken.
There you go. You wanted a roast chicken off Allard.
Mince.
Yeah.
I ain't a mincer. I thought you were going to give me a roast chicken.
You gotta love him.
I'm not annoying. I don't annoy nobody.
8-1-9.
No, you don't do that.
I'm not annoying. I don't annoy nobody.
You say that's a text poll?
Could be. Yeah. Let's find out once and for
text
all.
Text word yes or no to 8-1-9. It's 9:37. Bam, bam, bam. We've got to go see a movie this morning.
We don't got to, we want to.
Oh, well, yeah. No, we have to. It's part of the deal.
Oh, yeah, it was a contractual obligation.
There is a new Drew Barrymore movie coming out. We are going to see the Drew Barrymore movie today so that we can talk about it when she comes on the show on Wednesday. I love Drew Barrymore. I fancy Drew Barrymore so much.
Your face even changes when you talk about it.
I love Drew Barrymore. I love it that much. I say the word love in a really stupid way. I love Drew Barrymore.
What is it about the Barrymore that appeals?
Don't call her that.
Sorry, Drew.
She's been a fancy thing of yours for some time, though, hasn't she?
Oh, for such a long time. I just think she's really cute.
Have you seen The Wedding Singer?
Yeah.
She's good in that.
I like her in that.
Mm.
E.T.? Different.
Yeah, it's different. Mm. You know, different. But I was, you know, I reckon, you know, even as kids, though, then. Because we're roughly the same age, you know.
Yeah.
She's a couple of years older than me, obviously.
That's true.
But, yeah. Seen her in Charlie's Angels. Rubbish film. Great actress.
I've never seen that film.
Oh, she looks good.
I saw the trailer. It was good. Are you going to ask questions to her, or are you just
going to I was going to make that noise.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Drew.
Sugar. They're higher. What, they're like Yoda.
Like Yoda?
What was that? Apologies. For that.
Confusing interview is... Angels, Charlie's, belong to him. Sorry, I'd love to see her, Charlie's Angels. Whoa, she's lovely, Charlie's. Anyway, so she'll be on Wednesday unless she's listening.
Hopefully.
Yeah. So I'm going to go see the movie today. So I get to interview a big star for once instead of Dominic doing it like he normally does. By the way, if you've got broadband on your internet connection, maybe you have an Ethernet connection.
What is an Ethernet connection?
No, mine's blue.
How is it?
Oh, it's a blue wire.
That's the colour of the flex.
Flex. Anyway, go to Radio 1
online
and check out when Dom...
Hello.
...met Ben Stiller and when Dom...
Hello.
...met David Schwimmer.
Yeah.
No, the when Dom...
Hello.
...met Chris Rock hasn't been edited.
No, that's sadly on the cutting room floor where the expression is.
But it's a really, really, really funny interview. Very funny.
They enjoyed my chat.
Yeah, they did. So check that out, www.bbc.co.uk/Radio 1, and you can see Dominic in all his fine glory. Right, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
A top song from Basement Jacks coming up now. The Chris Moyle Show. National Radio 1. Yeah. The Hummer for the summer, baby.
Oh, by the way,
mm-hmm.
he does say overstand. You know, signs. You know, he was saying before about when he was talking to Alan, we thought that he said overstand rather than understand.
Mm.
He said it when he was in with us. He said overstand.
Really?
You get me?
I get you.
Psych.
Word to your family.
Mm-hmm.
And friends.
Cowabunga.
It's 9:47.
For Car Park Catchphrase, and here's your host, Chris Moyle.
All the morning car park fans. Not as good that one, was it?
Check out my dancing.
Yeah, that's the most disturbing thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, shut your
face. Doing what can only be described as a street dance.
See Dave's legs. Anyway, morning, Roy Walker.
Hi, Chris. How was your barge trip last Friday?
It was canal boat. Yeah, it was different. We were going along the canal at a maximum speed of 4 miles an hour, mm-hmm. with nothing but fields either side of us, and no pubs to stop at.
How wonderful!
Yeah, it was very good.
How was your weekend?
Oh, you're full of questions. So, weekend was nice, relaxing. We had a party on Saturday night.
Had a terrible night last night.
You did.
I feel rotten.
Really? Well, maybe it's because you've probably had too much drink, I'd imagine.
I've got a bit of the flu.
Right. I don't think it is flu. It's probably due to the fact that you drink way too many woo-woos.
Ah, shoosh now.
Yeah, shoosh. Ah, shoosh now.
Oh.
Oh, you're not...
Yeah,
right,
Roy?
You're really not well at all, are you?
No.
Right, okay. Well, anyway, just, you know, take it easy or something and... Maybe Allard will, I'll nurse you back to health.
No!
Right.
Mind. Honestly, Roy, if you feel poorly...
Oh.
I'll help you to a couple of woo-woos.
Oh.
Yeah, here you go.
Whoa.
Leave it. Who's on line one, Roy?
Please welcome on line one, it's contestant number one.
Contestant number one, what's your name and where do you come from?
Hi, Chris. I'm Sally and I'm from Wolverhampton.
Yay!
I have a friend who lives there.
Really? You're quite well known in Wolverhampton, actually.
Yes.
Who's your friend?
Ginger.
Oh, not again.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Good. Can we move on then? Just need to know the surname. Just Ginger will do, is it? Ginger?
Ginger?
Yeah, Ginger who?
Bullocks.
No. Oh, it's not. Roy, you go. Oh, you can't do that.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. What do you do, Sally?
I work for Red Bull.
Doing what?
Promotion stuff.
Oh, okay.
I'm in this Red Bull car.
Oh, nice. So you a pretty little thing that has to wear Red Bull, you know, clothing.
And far more than that. Far
right.
More.
Well, no, far more. Well, like a
Mac.
Brains as well, you know. Not just pretty girl.
Right. Okay. So you're not just a PR girl.
No, not at all. We're right. Marketeers.
You're marketeers.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh.
Yeah.
All for one and one for all.
Yeah.
Oh, shush, nice.
Shush yourself. So are you driving with your big Red Bull car today?
I am indeed. Yeah.
Where are you?
I'm in Birmingham today.
Yeah. What are you doing?
We're visiting places and giving out some Red Bull and promoting our Red Bull Air Race.
Right, so you're handing out tins of Red Bull.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you got brains as well, of course.
Yeah, of course. Talking to people about Red Bull and how I can help them, obviously.
Yeah. Hi, here's some Red Bull. Hi, here's some Red Bull. Who needs university? Who needs a degree? Hi, would you like a tin of this? Okay, bye-bye.
Yeah, I need a degree as well.
It's like fizzy coffee. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Whatever it is. And they didn't have somewhere ban it recently, though.
No.
Except
in
Overwatch. No, that never happened, Chris.
It's all good.
Yeah, no, that all never good. Happened. Okay. All right. What car are you driving?
It's a customised VW Beetle.
Mm. Nice wheels. Let's hear their horn.
Let's hear it. Oh, hey, Roy!
That horn is fat.
Yeah, it is. Certainly is. All right, hang on there, Sally.
And on line two, it's contestant number two.
Contestant number two, what's your name and where do you come from?
Hello, Chris. I'm Jamie and I'm from Great Bar.
Yay!
I have a friend who lives there.
Do you? Who's that?
Paul.
Paul who?
My cock.
Right, okay. That's nice. What do you wear? What do you do?
I'm a teacher, Chris.
A teacher?
Yeah.
So you're on holiday at the moment?
I am indeed.
Oh, how long for?
6 weeks.
6 weeks.
Beautiful. Worth it. We work hard enough for it, Chris.
Well, I'm sure you do. And you don't get paid enough money, in my opinion.
Not at all.
No.
Paul?
Yeah, we got it. Okay, you don't need to tell us again. So how old are the kids that you teach?
7 and 8 years old.
7 and 8 years old. Where?
In Sutton Coalfield, Birmingham.
What's the school?
White House Common? Yeah.
Okay. Very nice.
It's a very nice school.
I'm sure it is. I've never been there.
Are you welcome anytime.
Are you going to go away on holiday?
I'll pop down to Bristol for a little bit and hopefully go away somewhere else.
Do you think that the government should give you extra money at holiday time because you have to, as a teacher, take your holidays at school holiday times at a point of time when, not all, but a lot of travel agents put the price up on holidays to milk that lucrative market?
Yeah, a little bonus would be nice for the summer.
Okay, that's nice. All right.
Ah, shush, nine.
Okay. What are you driving?
A Rover Metro.
A Rover Metro?
Yep.
Mmm. Nice wheels.
Let's hear the horn then. No.
It's a nice horn.
It's not a bad horn.
Listen to that horn.
Listen to that horn, Roy.
Oh, shush now.
Oh. Right. Are you ready to play the game?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay. Are you ready, Sally?
Yeah.
Okay.
Horns at the ready. Fingers steady. Let's play Car Park Catchphrase.
We really got to move on, Joe Wiley's on a 10, you know? That's what he says.
Get a life.
Yeah, well, okay, whatever. Right, here we go. Good luck to the pair of you. First catchphrase coming up. Mr. Fish has been asked to present a new TV show called Fish Watch on ITV. Mr. Fish doesn't know anything about fishing, though, so he's getting some top tips from his good mate, Bruno Brooks. Bruno's telling him that, in addition to having a fishing rod, there are three key bits of equipment that he'll need when he hits the river. First up, he needs a line to put onto his rod, then he needs a hook to put onto his line, and then he needs...
Who's that? Line, hook and sinker.
What?
Falling for it, line, hook and sinker.
Line, hook and sinker.
You're very close, but it's not the right answer.
It's not the right answer. Yes, Jamie?
Falling for hook, line and sinker.
Hook, line and sinker.
You're right!
It's not line, hook and sinker, Sally.
Oh, Oh, rubbish.
Yeah, rubbish. What do you say to that, Roy?
Get a job, you work-shy student.
She's not a student. She told
I've
you.
Got a job.
She's a promotions. Sorry, she's a brainy promotions girl who hands out tins
yeah,
to people.
Yeah.
You know, like teachers do at Harvest Festival or something. Anyway, right. One to you then, Jamie.
Let's have another car park catchphrase.
The Fish family are now away camping in Brittany, and Mr. Fish is just loving being at one with nature. It's a lovely morning. Mr. Fish is sat on the ground cooking the family a good English fry-up. He's got bacon and sausage all sizzling in a big frying pan. Mr. Fish can't wait till it's ready, as it smells great. And Mr. Fish's son Michael is a right clumsy idiot. He's only gone and trod on the handle of the frying pan, and all of the bacon and sausage has fallen in the fire. Mr. Fish is furious. Who was that?
It's Jamie.
Yes, Jamie?
Out of the frying pan into the fire.
You're a winner. You're right!
Woo!
Well done indeed, young man. First of all, Sally.
Shocking.
Tell me about these brains that you've got.
I'm just so
stupid.
Confused.
Yeah, I think so.
Just got my mind on Red Bull. You know how it is.
Right, okay. Stop mentioning the product placement. Daft tart. Hey, that'll be an extra 50p an hour for you, bringing it up to a pound, I'm sure. Well, Sally, come and see us sometime with your silly car.
I will do.
And then we'll check out whether you've got brains or not.
Yeah, I'm going to go visit.
Yeah, bye.
Bye.
Right, well done, Jamie.
Thank you.
I'd love to talk to you more, but I can't be bothered. Bye-bye. Right, lovely. Thank you, Roy.
Thank you, Chris. Join us same time next time when we'll be playing another game of Car Park Catchphrase on Radio 1. Say goodbye, Mr. Fish. He's waving.
He's coming up. He's coming up.
Right, 9:56. Joe Wiley here in just over 3 minutes' time. This is a new song from Gorillaz. I haven't heard this yet, have you?
Oh, is this the one that's supposed to sound like me?
I don't know.
I haven't heard it either.
Who's vocal on it, Rach?
John Ryder. Yeah.
Is it good?
Yeah.
All right. Gorillaz and Dare are Radio 1. 1, 2, 3, 4. Out of the end of August, Gorillaz and Dare featuring Sean Ryder. Legend. Right, so rest of the lineup then. Joe Wiley coming up in a second. Colin Edith back then later on this afternoon at 1 o'clock. Obviously very happy after his Stars in the Rise performance the other night.
Mm-hmm.
Mark Knopfler, Silent P. When he has a dump, he's really loud. Scott Mills is back at 4 o'clock. Zane Lowe tonight at 7. Lamac Live at 9. Enjoy your day. We're back tomorrow. Goodbye! Should we drop today?